Finally today, the Unger Report, featuring our friend Brian Unger. Brian, who once forged a memo when he was 15 so that he could go on a school field trip, continues his job of dubious reporting for Day to Day. Today, his subject is mathematics, demonstrating his skills there.
The Unger Report poll reveals new and striking trends on key issues of trustworthiness, leadership, and security. First, on the issue of trustworthiness, most registered voters say they don't trust polls. On leadership, voters feel polls are misleading. And finally, on the all-important security issue, those sampled feel polls are causing emotional insecurity, as well as some bloating and gas. Now, among unlikely voters who are undecided, unregistered, and therefore uninteresting, a majority admit to being unconscious most of the time. And, in an unintended finding, a majority sampled have telephones that rang while a family member or friend was grossly misstating the results of a poll. Well, if, like me, you're confused, a new poll reveals we are not alone. Though 44% of us feel like we are alone and will never find love. Anyway, don't panic. There are simple, easy-to-remember nuggets of polling data that can make anyone sound like a political scientist. That usable, quotable nugget from a new poll in a moment. But first, a few tips. Keep in mind, when discussing any poll, speak with fervent resolve and loudly, even when the nugget you're quoting is wrong. So what? You're off by a few points, or 10, or 50. It's not like someone's going to double-check. Relax. Most likely there's a poll out there that's got a number that supports whatever harebrained point you're trying to make. Ultimately, you'll sound passionate about democracy, which according to most polls is an aphrodisiac. An important new finding from a latest poll shortly, but first, when quoting a poll, more important than the math is that you're quoting the correct jargon. A lot of tricky terms can trip up the smoothest Ivy Leaguer and undermine credibility. For instance, always refer to the under 30 voter as an iPod voter. Hey, don't get caught using the very passé soccer mom. It's security mom. She sold the minivan, now she's got a taser. Also, watch your speed and try to stick to one poll at a time. Hit your Zogby, but stay off your Gallup until everyone has had time to digest the data. And never, ever mix polls, no matter how strong the temptation. Don't follow a Wall Street Journal poll with an Entertainment Tonight poll, as in Bush leads Kerry 48-45, while 71% believe Britney Spears spent too much on her wedding dress. Of course, that means 29% think a $30,000 wedding dress is a bargain. Ironically, the same percentage of people who think the country is headed in the right direction. Now, here's the latest poll finding to remember. A new Gallup poll shows Americans' trust in the media is at an all-time low, which means that not only are people skeptical about polls, they have little trust in the news outlets that report them. Quantifying that distrust is my job, and if you're like most Americans, you won't believe a word I've said. So, that's the Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
How can we even believe he's really Brian Unger? You can hear all of his Unger reports along with everything else we broadcast at our website, npr.org.